This is Akashvani, the news read by Tanvi Khurana. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will attend 15th India-Japan Annual Summit in Tokyo today. Mr. Modi arrived in Tokyo this morning on a two-day official visit to Japan. The visit comes at the invitation of Japanese Prime Minister Shigeru Ishiba. During the summit, the two leaders will review the entire spectrum of bilateral ties and discuss ways to take forward the next phase of the special strategic and global partnership, which has grown steadily over the past 11 years. More on this from our correspondent.
Upon his arrival at the hotel, Prime Minister Narendra Modi was warmly welcomed by the enthusiastic Indian diaspora, who greeted him with slogans and cheers. Kathak and classical music performances were held in his honor. Before attending the 15th India-Japan Annual Summit, Prime Minister Narendra Modi will attend a business event. Executive Vice President of Japan External Trade Organization, Kazuo Nakaza, said that Prime Minister Narendra Modi's Japan visit is happening at the right time. Later in the day, Prime Minister Modi will participate in the 15th India-Japan Annual Summit with his counterpart Shigeru Ishiba. Several MOUs are expected to be signed, focusing on expanding cooperation in key areas such as defense and security, trade and economy, technology and innovation. Om Awasthi, Akashvani News, Tokyo.
In his departure statement, Mr. Modi expressed confidence that his visits to Japan and China would further India's national interests and priorities and contribute to building fruitful cooperation in advancing regional and global peace, security and sustainable development. He added that Japanese Prime Minister Shigeru Ishiba and he would endeavour to give new wings to collaboration, expand scope and ambition of India-Japan economic and investment ties, and advance cooperation in new and emerging technologies, including AI and semiconductors. In his second leg of the visit, the Prime Minister will travel to China from 31st of August to 1st of September to attend the Shanghai Cooperation Organization Summit in Tianjin at the invitation of Chinese President Xi Jinping. India has announced the appointment of Dinesh K. Patnaik, currently serving as ambassador to Spain, as the next High Commissioner to Canada. According to the Ministry of External Affairs, Mr. Patnaik will assume his assignment shortly. Canada has also announced the appointment of veteran diplomat Christopher Cooter as its new High Commissioner in New Delhi. Canada's Foreign Affairs Minister Anita Anand said that the appointment reflects Canada's step-by-step approach to deepening diplomatic engagement and advancing bilateral cooperation with India. In Bihar, under the intensive revision drive of the voter list, the Election Commission has issued notices to around 3 lakh people over suspected citizenship. During the special intensive revision, SIR, these individuals did not submit their documents with their enumeration forms. Investigations revealed that their citizenship is doubtful and most of them are citizens of Bangladesh and Nepal. The two-day National Conference of the Scheduled Castes and Scheduled Tribes Parliamentary Committee will begin today at Bhubaneswar in Odisha today. Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla will inaugurate the conference, which will also see the participation of Deputy Chairperson of Rajya Sabha Harivansh Narayan Singh, Union Ministers Joel Oram and Dharmendra Pradhan, Odisha Chief Minister Mohan Charan Majhi and other dignitaries. India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall at isolated places over Arunachal Pradesh, coastal Karnataka, Madhya Maharashtra and Uttarakhand today. The Met Department has also predicted heavy rainfall over Gujarat, Karnataka, Kerala, Mahi, Konkan, Goa, Madhya Pradesh, West Bengal, Sikkim, Telangana and Vidarbha. Meanwhile, in northwest India, the IMD has forecast heavy rainfall over East Rajasthan, Haryana, Chandigarh, Himachal Pradesh and Punjab. Today is the National Sports Day. The day commemorates the birth anniversary of one of the greatest field hockey players, Major Dhyan Chand. National Sports Day is celebrated annually on August 29th to emphasize the importance of sports and physical activities and serves to honor Major Dhyan Chand's legacy in Indian hockey. And that is the end of this news bulletin.